still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, it is time now for What Brady Would Do, the most moral man in all of Phoenix. Taking you to the zoo, having a good time with everybody, showing dudes ass cracks on the internet. Pervert. Brady is ready to solve your problems, everybody, and you got some. We had one earlier this morning. It was kind of a What Would Brady Do, but a dude who was going through his dead sister stuff and found out she'd been doing a little online prostituting and didn't know who to tell in his family. Everyone is the answer. Brady says no one. Doesn't mean you have to do what Brady did, but I don't know how you don't tell people that story. And there's a related story in today's What Would Brady Do. It's all brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. If you want to go over there, they got the gun classes are coming up. Or
I'm going on Saturday.
This weekend.
Going through the Glock building class.
It's the 27th. So you can go to the Glock building class. They got those. They got AR-15 classes. You can do that. Get all your ammo and all your gun and weaponry needs. Especially you got that 7-year-old kid, you're going to Texas to take care of some business.
Oh. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Scott Haynes had a great line.
Hey, if you say anything, little kid, you're going to get in trouble. We'll have you sleeping with the goldfish crackers.
Don't want to sleep with the goldfish. But yeah, that still baffles me.
You're giving a cutie those tiny little tangerines.
Little oranges, they're so good.
Uh-oh. That's one behind.
It's a little godfather.
I woke up with a bed full of oranges. Little baby wants cuties. They're adorable. That means another little person's going to die.
Are you ready, Brady?
Ready.
I don't know about this. Oh, this is a... All right, this is more for Brett, but it is kind of in there. It says, this is more of a what would Brett do, since the other two clowns in the room are either going to tell me to invest my money in Boss Sauce or just snort up all the money with their mega Hoover noses. All right, I think I know who you're talking about. Brett, you're the only man on the show that likes cool stuff, like me. So with that being said, I've got a motorcycle. I'm thinking of selling Yamaha Roadster. As he puts it, the Jap Harley.
Yeah, a Yama Davidson.
Yeah. Mostly because I got to ride an hour to get to any fun twisties, and people out here drive like blind Asian ladies. This guy is crushing everybody. Once I sell this bike, I was originally considering getting another bike, but I'm leaning towards something more fun. My father-in-law has an 82 Z28. There's a shocker. It's got my name on it. It's at their property out of state. I need to get it transported down here since it doesn't run. Big question. Brady, I guess. The Z28 has a little 305 that's essentially a boat anchor. Would you swap that mofo to haul some ass, or swap it for a little cheaper and a little less power and get another bike? I'd be a gigantic P-word. Or would it be a gigantic P-word move and a waste of money building a 305? I want something reliable, decent miles per gallon, and at least 400 horses to the wheels. I'm fully aware I'm asking a DJ fart show that can't change windshield wipers for performance car advice. So now I'm not sure where I went wrong in life. P.S. My bike's still for sale. I'm asking $5,000 if anybody wants it. Cameron. Brady, you have any idea what he's talking about?
Well, I can tell you the storage difference between a bike and a car. Do you have that? Is that car going to sit outside?
Right. That's Z28?
Do you have room for that? That Z28 sitting for an end?
Oh, man.
I'm not sure about an everyday car.
I guarantee you that 82 Z28 hasn't seen the sun for a while. That thing's going to be a beat pile of garbage.
That's what I would think.
And then 115 degrees.
Doesn't matter
dependability.
Where.
Dependability.
Ooh. 82 Z28. So you say get a new bike?
I would say probably get a new bike at this point. But if you're not going to, then just bite the bullet, put an LS in the damn thing, and quit screwing around.
In a Z28?
Yeah.
You would waste
money.
What's
a big boy in there?
Refurbing a Z28?
I mean, it depends on the condition it's in.
If
dad had it out in the out in the back pasture, then just get something new.
People who have hung on to Z28s did not treat them like
for the most part.
That thing's a mess, Cameron.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what condition it's in, but if it's I mean, what's an 82 Z28 worth? Not much.
$3,000.
Yeah,
tops.
The 305,
$3,000. I would venture to guess, even in great shape, 12. You don't see a lot of that over there at the Barrett Jackson rolling up 82 Berlinettas and Z28s and asking for $100,000. You know what you're talking about, Holmberg? Yeah, I do. Unless you're Persian and, selling rugs on the street corner in Cave Creek and Bell. A Z28 doesn't work. How much?
Here's a nice one for, 11,900.
That's what I said, $12,000 for a really good one.
Yeah. There's one for
$26,000?
Yeah, it's only got 1,800 original miles on it.
What, did they just find it yesterday?
I guess,
It's a Z28. This is like, it's not like you're finding an old Chevelle.
Steve McQueen's car.
And that's the 305 was the base one, wasn't it?
I think you could still get a six-cylinder in it. But
man, the inner Indiana hillbilly in me still can't get enough of the body style of the early 80s E28. I love them.
Yeah,
but I also know they're kind of the cruddy 80s, end of the muscle cars. They were the mass-produced muscle car.
This is the 5-liter one.
Yeah, that's looks the part.
15, I'm buying a Harley. 16.
I'd get the Harley, too. Yeah. I don't even like bikes.
Yeah, I'd get the Harley at this point.
All right, you ask Brett. He says get a Harley.
Easier to...
You're still going to pull some mama tail with that, so you're good.
What kind of ass are you yanking into the car if you got an 82 Z28? It is. That's the same car that Forrest Whitaker had in Fast Times.
Yeah. Roosevelt.
My old man's a television repairman.
Back then, it was kind of cool, but think about it. A high school kid had one. They weren't hard to come by.
Yeah, get the Harley.
I think it would be cheaper to maintain, too, over
the Harley?
Well, Harleys are expensive, too.
Well,
but don't you,
HD means $100 every time you fix
between that and an 82 Z28.
That thing's a constant nightmare. Yeah. I agree with that completely.
Now, if he was talking like, early 70s or late 60s,
something of value with a return on investment. You pour money into a Z28, guess where it's going? In the drain.
Yeah, don't mess around with it. Get an IROC.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, do it right.
T-tops.
See, Rob said the same thing. Get LS swap that thing. Now, if you're going to put money into it,
just trade it. Get rid of it. Dear Brady, and probably going to have to pass that trailer park where that 7-year-old shot a guy to go get your Z28 because those things aren't hanging out in the nicer areas of town. You know what you never hear? Jeeves, bring around the 82 Z28 now. I'm ready for a ride. Dear Brady, I need words on how to tell my new neighbors who are different colors than us that we don't keep living room furniture in the front yard. I don't have a clue what these people are. Maybe Indian? But they've got these colorful streamers in the tree and these weird-ass colorful couches and what used to be a pretty front yard of grass and bushes. When they moved in, evidently they shut off all the water and threw their cultural crap all over. They also have a weird tiger man rug in the front window like it's curtains. Help me with what to tell them, Timothy.
You got an HOA?
Nope, not there.
I don't have an HOA. I would never live in an HOA.
My neighbor did a pretty good job when I bought my first house.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how to get on the I wasn't on the
irrigation. You didn't know how to irrigate.
Schedule, so it looked like the grapes of wrath.
But in fairness, white guy to white guy is a lot easier than wandering over going, what's with all the cultural hoo-ha out here? Because maybe it's some sort of a religious thing they got in their front yard. I don't know what it looks like. Streamers and couches and colors. I don't know. Tiger Man.
I had a lady next to me in that house. I got mine finally dialed in.
Yeah.
And he helped me out. But the lady next to me was an older lady, and she was French. And she had Xeriscape in the yard.
Yeah.
And it was a
disaster. Dump.
I just let it go.
You didn't say a word.
No.
See, I'll bang on your door the next day. you start putting cars. That's the point of the HOA, because cowards would no longer talk to their neighbors about, like, hey, what do we got going on here? Can we get the cars out of the yard at least? Can we, you know, do you need help?
I just tell them to move out of the avenues. I mean, you know, get
and
out.
Then I knew Brett would say, yeah, time to go.
11th Ave. Right.
Yeah, move.
Brett, I was 11th Ave in state.
And that's when you had
and
to
so
go.
The neighborhood, it wasn't like, I mean, there's some decent houses. They're
it's
just
a nice
starting.
Area. Yeah.
But at the same time,
you had a few people hanging on to.
You didn't have AC.
Move.
Yeah, there's some of that. There's some move.
Mm-hmm.
If it's really old people, because I got that in my neighborhood, just wait them out. The next family that comes in is going to get a great deal and redo the place beautifully. But if you've got this, you know, all of a sudden you got this culture
I'm
know,
all right
parade.
With the tiger rug in the
I don't like
showcase
the tiger
window.
I'll leave your tiger rug window coverings. But if you start putting furniture in the front yard and you're not watering it anymore, I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
Well, hey, why are you letting it go? They passive aggressively say, how come you let the yard go? Are you guys going to do something new?
Do you need help with the irrigation?
Yeah. No. We like it better than dirt. Well, I don't. And you're killing property values over here.
We've seen it every day on the way to work in Guadalupe, though.
Right.
I mean.
That's true.
That's not even an avenue.
But it's Guadalupe.
Right.
Yeah. It's expected.
I think you could approach it.
Absolutely. Just wander
very
over
very friendly.
To it. And I don't think it's racist to say, get all this Hindu bullshit out of your front yard.
You're just assuming?
Yeah. Well, I'm just taking a shot. I don't want Ganesh coming in here. Hey, I understand your God's got eight arms. Maybe you could put him to work cleaning up your front yard. Why would you want to put Vishnu in this position? Look, you're the one with all the armed gods. Let's go. How about a pledge and a rag in the top arm? A lawnmower in the bottom arm? You are a very rude man. No, I'm not. You're the rude one. You threw your U-Haul out in the front yard. It's easy to go tell people that stuff. And if they get snippy with you, then you got a war with your neighbor, and that's more fun.
We can't even film a music video in this grass. We got to get this thing on.
You guys love dancing, but you're stirring up so much dust, it's like Pigpen moved in next door.
It's Bollywood, this place.
You don't live in that miserable country called India anymore. We can afford the water. Pump it onto your grass a little bit. And move your furniture out of the yard, pig. If he gives you any guff, start screaming at him. Yeah, I want to come over and be nice to you and say that this isn't how it works in this neighborhood. This looks bad, and I just want to let you know the neighbors are talking, starting with me. So I came over to tell you, I think it's time for you to get this stuff out of the yard. Hopefully you understand. It's blight. And also there's that. My gay neighbors have called the city for blight. You're not allowed to just throw crap all over the front yard. There's a word for it. And the city will come out and fine you. You don't need an HOA. But that's the coward's way out. You can go over and go, hey, I'm going to call the city and have them remove this blight. This is no good at all. So.
Yeah, they can step in.
They'll step in and do it.
I think you can fix it pretty, again, reasonable. Don't go throwing out the stuff that you're saying in the letter.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
All right. I can't read this. So maybe that rug in the front window is actually their car. Stop it. David, you're horrible. David, you've become a problem, David Vasquez. It's a funny problem, but it's a problem. Dear Brady, my new girlfriend is an African American. I met her parents last month. Things have gone great. Well, I thought they were. Come to find out, her father won't accept his daughter dating outside of the race. He wrote me a very nice email and told me he thought I was a good man. It had nothing to do with me, race or otherwise. He just wants his grandkids to have a black father. He was incredibly nice about it. I respect the honesty. But how, but now I don't know what to do. I haven't told my girl yet. What would you do, Lon?
Well, if you guys are on the same page, like you're, I mean, you're engaged or going to get married.
Well, they're just together.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about that. Read between the lines here, Brady. It's a movie. Bronxville. It's a movie. It's called Get Out. You think your girlfriend didn't know dad didn't want a white boyfriend?
She knows.
She drug you into a trap. Yeah. She's mad at her dad for something. You're a pawn.
It's payback.
Yeah. And it's not that the guy's being mean. I'm all for people saying, I'd rather, you know, date this, whatever you feel, as long as you're not racist about it, where you just hate the guy. Wrote him a nice letter and said, I don't want you in the family that way. Date her, do whatever, don't get serious, because it's not going to go that way. She knows her dad's feelings. When she said, come meet my parents, and you didn't know that dad doesn't want her to date a white guy, there's a lot going on here. You need to get out of this. This is a Jordan Peele movie. Get out.
Oh, I'd say appropriate. I mean, no. Start wearing different clothes.
No. Don't
go full Rachel Dolezal.
Don't you dare. If you show up dressed like Nancy Pelosi trying to impress the Africans, he's going to kill you. And he's right. He stated his case nicely. Essentially saying my daughter is doing you no favors. I think that's the Tony Soprano.
Absolutely.
You see, your little friend there, she didn't do you any favors. She's bringing you here.
She knows. There's nothing about this that's a talk. You're in a jackpot, my friend.
You are Noah.
This is you are Noah. Go watch
Stick it out, my friend. No, stick it out.
No, you are not. First off,
when you get the letter, it's time to go.
First off, you're not going to change his heart. He's not interested. The problem in this relationship is not the dad. It's the girl you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. I just knew my parents would hate you. If David wrote another email, don't print it.
It's not David.
I would leave just on that.
Yeah, you get the letter.
I haven't told my girlfriend. You don't have to tell her. She knows.
I would definitely be more upset or like concerned about the girl more so than the father.
You knew
that going into it. Why would you do that?
Why did you put me in this spot?
Exactly.
Your father does not want you to date a white guy. What are you doing? Bringing me there.
Getting back at dad.
Getting back at him. Yep.
You can't read this one.
All right.
I just printed it for you, though.
But before you do that, I would get your parents over and have a family dinner with the other family.
Actually, that's readable. It's very funny.
We got your email, Donovan.
Yeah. It's very funny. It is readable. It wasn't racist. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's basically saying it's probably not her real dad. But that's a long story. Yeah. You're doing you no favors. That's a terrible thing.
Get both families together.
Join up. Join the tribe. No. Join them up. Yep. Good move.
Mom, Dad.
Yeah. And it's just, why bother? You're only, you know what? Why bother getting yourself involved in this disaster? Anyway. All right. Last one.
Can only go bad.
Brady, you said earlier you wouldn't tell your mom if you found out your sister was a hooker. And I get that. But what level of family member would you tell on with your mom, signed Delvin? Like, yeah, it's not your sister, her daughter. But let's say you find out. Or niece.
Or a cousin.
Cousin.
Yeah.
Aunt.
That had passed on?
Yeah, that person's dead, and you find out through some cleaning up at the house that she was a hooker. You're not telling if it's your sister. When do you break it to Bunny? What family member level does Bunny find out?
See, I'm just, I answer that question when saying, what good is to come of that? If I tell my mom, well, she might laugh at some of that stuff
that's
to a certain degree.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
What family member do you no longer think?
It would have to be, maybe a cousin.
A cousin.
Yeah.
You tell your mom and you burden her with that, so she doesn't tell her sister that their daughter was a hooker.
But then they held a lot. Like, there's a couple of things, obviously, I didn't know growing up.
A lot. Sure. But that's for parents to tell kids.
Yeah.
But if you found out, you would ask him.
Pretty open, as far as stuff that they did, but I'm wondering. There's got to be
they
something.
They didn't tell you everything. There's no way. Yeah.
Only the funny stuff.
Cousins, nephews, nieces, everybody that's not brother and sister, I think probably immediately you tell your mom.
It would no have to what. Be a second cousin.
You think you'd have to go past cousin? If one of your cousins was a hooker, you wouldn't tell your mom?
I was just now thinking about some of my cousins.
Like one of your cousins is a hooker. You don't go, Mom, just found out Alicia was a prostitute.
The twins.
That would be her
Molly
niece.
Molly and Kathy.
Her niece. Yeah, Molly and Kathy are hookers.
Running a little mini cat house.
Got a brothel going. For...
Ooh.
I'd tell. It's just cousins.
We talk about it. Yeah.
So you say
and they'd still come over for the holidays.
Sure. For a fee, they'll go anywhere. Those little sluts. It's 9:45. There you go, everybody. That. Do I have another one?
Oh, look at that grin.
You look like one of those cat clocks.
Yep.
There's a Toledo's dad reference in there. The phrase, pump some babies in that blank. It's just not worth reading. There's a lot to explain. I got to unpack too much. That's what Brady did, and it's confusing. Stop dating each other. Just everybody.
You got
just,
the letter.
Yeah.
Time to move on.
Yeah, this girl is horrible. She's trouble. Shake the dad's hand and say thank you. By the way, I'm sorry. I didn't know your daughter would do this to you or me. I didn't know that you had these feelings, and I actually respect that. Terrible. Horrible people. That girl's a B-I-T-C-H-B-I-C-H. There you go. That's what Brady did, everybody. World solved.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect. 98.